I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
Counting down the hours and minutes to 6:08, the opening of playoff baseball here in Boston for the first time in 4 years. The biggest game of the year for the Red Sox. The biggest game
in
of...
4 years? How is this not years? The biggest game in 4 years?
Okay, it is the biggest game. Stop yelling at me. Biggest game for Garrett Crochet. Maybe a big game for Alex Cora to sort of rehab his image. We deal with a lot of Cora haters. Mm-hmm. So Red Sox baseball, 6:08 right here on WEEI. Three-man booth, get excited for it. Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Merlone. Also get excited because we're going to the guest line for our guy Brian Hoyer, former quarterback, New England Patriots, podcaster, expert, analyst. Mr. Hoyer, how we doing
What's up, Brian?
I'm great. Let's go Sox.
Let's go Sox.
Let's go.
Hate the Yankees. I hate the Yankees.
Do you really, or did you learn to hate the Yankees when you got here? Yeah.
No, I grew up in Cleveland, so I hated them then, too. And I have some friends now who are like, come on, support your hometown team. And look, I grew up with the Indians, not the Guardians, okay? So I'm a full-blooded Bostonian now. I love what they've been doing. I love Roman Anthony, the Roman Empire, Garrett Crochet. I love everything they got going on.
There we go, B. Hoyer. I like that,
yeah,
man.
A baseball fan.
You know what? I'm from another
baseball
place,
too. Baseball was my best sport.
Oh, was
really?
It really?
Brag.
What? Yeah. Tell us. What was your position?
I would have kept going as a pitcher. I was a pretty good pitcher, threw in the low 90s, won the state championship as a sophomore, not to pat myself on the back.
Oh.
But I could hit too. So I live vicariously through my son now. He's a pretty good baseball player, and I love coaching him up.
Do you ever dream or think what if you had pursued the baseball path?
You know what? I think as an 18-year-old kid, when I was kind of forced to make that decision, in my mind, I was like, oh, there's a lot of guys who throw in the low 90s. I didn't think of, like, you know, developing and getting stronger and bigger and maybe throw a little bit harder, but it worked out pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever pitch to Brady?
Huh. No, I've never pitched to him, but I think I could strike him out easy.
He was drafted.
I had a nasty changeup to a left-handed hitter. I would just go at him like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you guys would have formed a hell of a battery because he was drafted by the Expos. Man, we could have formed what a great baseball. We have Russell Wilson at short. You got Hoyer on the mound.
Oh, there's Brady a lot of them.
Kyler Murray.
There's a lot of them. Damn, what a
Russell
team.
Wilson. Right?
Yeah, there's
AJ Brown, a guy that we've been keeping our eye on up here in New England.
Okay. I believe our own Will Middlebrooks will be calling the game tonight.
He was a quarterback in high school, a great quarterback.
There you go.
And I believe he was a great option quarterback. I forget who he had, but he had a superstar running back and they used to run the option.
Talent, man. That's athleticism, Brian.
That is athleticism. Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Damn.
All right, so Drake May. You know,
let's talk about athletes.
Talk about athletes. Yeah. Drake May put on a performance, efficient, couple touchdowns through the air, touchdown on the ground. He was rolling out. You know, that touch play. We were talking about it earlier, that little touch play rolling left where he hit Hunter Henry. If that play was made by Patrick Mahomes, it would be all over every TV network. And now we got one of those guys that makes that play. What'd you think of Drake May? And is this just sort of a natural evolution of where his game is going?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, that play, the vision to have that play to be sprinting full out, you know, sprint to your left and zip it through that window, that's Mahomes, that's Josh Allen-esque. And so that's what we all thought, you know, he would get to. I think the one thing you're seeing is just the comfortability level that is getting him. I mean, you talk about, what is he, first in completion percentage? A lot of that has to do with knowing the intent of the play and getting to the right reads as quickly as you can. And I see that from him, especially this past week. I think a lot was made of his connections with Diggs, and you see Diggs being moved around all over the field. And one of the most impressive throws to me was the fourth down back shoulder to Diggs to the field. I mean, you talk about trust in a guy, confidence with the rhythm that Drake took the drop and let it rip. You know, it's clear as day that you're seeing this guy is very confident with where he's at, with where his understanding of the offense is right now, and it's showing out on game days.
Brian, what did you think of, you know, just the game plan? You know, I mean, Josh McDaniels' game plan in week one versus week four, it was a totally different. I just thought Josh was on point in his play calling. Is he getting more comfortable with his quarterback, and he knows what he's kind of got in the players? Like, what did you think of the game plan overall? With the moving pockets that he had from Josh McDaniels.
Yep. Yeah, great point, Ted. I think the one thing you're seeing from Josh is he's adapting the offense as he goes, not only to the team they're going against. We've always heard it's a game plan offense, and I can attest to that, but the players that he has. So we saw a lot of like pony personnel with two backs, a tight end, and two receivers, and that we saw some of those, the jet sweep to Gibson, and then the next play they fake the jet sweep, and then they run it left with Ramondre, I believe. And so he's pulling some of that stuff out. There was one, David Andrews and I were texting in a game where they pulled the left guard and the left tackle and left the end unblocking, and I think they had the tight end come back around. I mean, misdirection, things that he's seen. And also, I think, look, adaptability. I mean, he's got a new staff working with him who bring a lot of ideas that you can see are implementing. It goes back to me that week against Miami, the throwback to Hooper. We called it the wide league play. I remember we talked about it that Tuesday. That's a truly West Coast play. So you're seeing a melding of different systems coming together. And ultimately, the one thing that you hit on is getting Drake May and using his legs, whether it's on boots, nakeds, you know, some of these zone reads. I think there was a zone read in the game. He ended up handing it off to the back. But just another layer of offense that you're able to see now with a guy like Drake's talent.
So, Brian, we're seeing all of these crazy stats now coming in about how Drake is the first guy since Brady in 07 to throw this completion percentage. I know it's nuts, and he's getting compared to Lamar and Josh and this and that. I'm not worried about all that going to his head. I think he's got the right infrastructure and the right mentality. But do you believe the way that he's been playing, this is what we're going to get, or are we just in scratch the surface mode?
I think it's going to keep growing. I really do. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw, he was mic'd up for the game, and there was a moment at the end of the game where Josh was like, "Hey, great job. I'm proud of you." And the best part is we're only just getting started. And so I think, look, it's going to continue to develop as the year. Look, there's still going to be bumps. I mean, the guy is, what is he, 23 years old? We had him as a guest on our podcast today, and I told him, I said, one of the greatest things that I've witnessed covering you, getting to know you, is just he's a very humble, aw shucks type of guy. But we got to see a little personality come out the other day. He pulled the Cam Newton Superman against his home team, Panthers. Yep. Like, you're going to see him continue to grow, and just hearing him mic'd up, the leadership that he brings. I mean, there's so much to like about this kid. He's so likable, and I think, you know, the progress on the field will continue to build because, look, it's four games in. They're just scratching the surface of, you know, game planning and his feel for how Josh is going to call plays and things like that. And look, this Sunday night will be a real test, right? I mean, call it what it is. It was a great game, complimentary football, offense, defense, special teams. You're going into Orchard Park, and you're going to play the team who's kind of at the top of the mountain in the AFC East right now. And what can you, you know, do to try to dethrone those guys? And I think, Ted, I don't know if Bill ever said this to you, but on big games like this, he'd say, if you love football, then Sunday night at 8:25 at Highmark Stadium, that's where you want to be. It's not for the money. It's not for the glory. It's because you love the game of football, and it's going to be a great atmosphere.
Patriot, former Patriots quarterback Brian Hoyer here on WEEI Afternoons. Brian, I was a guy that had some concerns in August about the offensive line. I went to some of the practices, and there were a lot of pass rushers getting through. There were a lot of issues. And now 4 weeks later, that does not seem to be a problem. So is that talent related, the new players they've brought in, obviously Will Campbell settling in, or do we need to throw some flowers towards Doug Marrone and the staff that has that line playing well?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I mean, I think it's a little bit of both. I think the one thing you always got to remember in training camp is usually that early edge always goes to the defense. Ted knows it. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Always. Yep.
These guys are aggressive. They're ready to get after it. And offensive line, there's a lot of communication. So you didn't really know who the starting five was going to be. And now you're getting into, you know, Ben Brown has a great job filling in this past Sunday and does a great job. And so you're going to have those rotations in there, but also understanding the scheme, understanding protection. I think the one big thing that's really helped the offensive line is being able to run the football. I mean, we've seen the play action go up percentage wise each and every week. And you can do that when you feel comfortable with the running game. And so they've got great balance right now. I mean, one of the best things you can say about an offensive line is you're not talking about them. And so for Will Campbell being as high of a pick as he is, no one's really talking about him. That means he's doing a great job. And, David Andrews pointed out to me, he's like, look, I know the play, he wasn't really a part of it, but his first play of the game, he goes to block a guy and just pile drives him 10 yards and pancakes him. He's a tone setter, and he's got that nasty attitude, and I think it's rubbing off on those guys.
Yep, he sure does. I want to ask you about just their zone coverage, okay? You know the 3rd and 15 play to Steph Diggs over the deep over. Talk about, like, I feel like Diggs is an expert in finding the space and zone. I feel like, do you think maybe they're playing zone because of the running ability of Drake May, and it's allowing Steph Diggs to kind of go off because he's excellent in finding the pockets of weaknesses in the zones? Is that a true statement? Are you seeing the same thing?
No, I think that's 100% true. I think the one thing when you have a guy who can beat you at quarterback with his legs, you don't want to play a lot of man coverage because you have to have a guy to account for him. The one thing I'm seeing with Steph, and a lot's been made, and Ted, you were there. We were sitting by each other at that Hall of Fame induction for Edelman, and they brought up, you know, the slot receiver. Well, the slot receiver can be a lot of different guys, and what you're seeing now is Steph moving into that so-called slot position because he has a great feel, as you mentioned, for zone, not just that deep over, but some of the smaller routes that we're used to seeing, what we would call a juke route, where it's like either go in, post up versus zone. If it's man, you can either go across, take it back out. And so I think Steph is going to realize like the benefits of moving all around allows him to do a variety of things. So you saw, you know, 5 to 6 yard routes. You saw the deep over at 18 to 22, and he's running go balls on the outside. So, you know, the more zone coverage they're going to get because of Drake's legs and because teams don't want to, you know, get basically beat by man coverage. One, he can throw it and beat you. And two, if there's no one there and you're not accounting for him, he's going to pull the ball down and run. So, look, the Bills are traditionally a zone team. I would anticipate to see a lot of zone coverage on Sunday night. And that's where, you know, Drake's understanding of the basically the intent of the play. And Josh does a great job. Hey, on these plays, we're not taking a sack. It's a quick drop back. Here's your 1, 2, 3. If not, check it down. You know, just knowing that intent of the play allows him to process faster, and he's doing a great job of it.
So if things continue along this positive track and the Patriots could potentially exit the month of October with a winning record, it sounds like this team is going to be worth not just watching along and paying great attention to, Hoyer, but also like investing in. So if you could add one thing to this team right now as is on either side of the ball, what would that one thing be?
Man, that's tough. I think I mentioned the guy before, AJ Brown, and everybody looks at him and he's disgruntled. I mean, I've actually, when you look at like the game, obviously Diggs had a bunch of targets, but Drake does a good job spreading the ball around. You add a guy like AJ Brown, and I think that's a wishful, hopeful dream, but that would really, I think that would make this offense scary. You have really two good, solid tight ends who know how to work the middle of the pass game, and Drake has a lot of, trust in those guys, but an explosive guy like that to pair with Diggs, to pair with Mac Collins, to pair with, some of these other guys that are contributing. But also on the defensive side, I think the one thing that they don't really have is a true free safety, a true like Devin McCourty type player who can be back there and be like kind of the quarterback of the defense. I think that's something that you'll see going forward. You know, Hawkins and Woodson are doing a good job, but I look at those guys more as in the box type safeties. And I think eventually you're going to want what they would call like an eraser back there, where Devin wasn't going to let anything over his head. He was going to make sure everybody was in the right position. So kind of a look on both sides of the ball, I think what would be great, to add to this team going forward.
So a little over a week ago, we were talking about 5 turnovers and penalties and a disappointing loss. Yep. A week later, you blow out the Panthers, and that's great. 1 o'clock on a home game, Gillette Stadium. How do you feel like this team is ready to go and Drake May is ready to go to Buffalo Sunday night, drive through the Bills Mafia out there and go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen? You feel like they're close to ready for this spot?
I think they are. I think the one good thing is, it was a wake-up call. They turned the ball over against Pittsburgh, as you mentioned. I mean, if they don't turn the ball over, even if you take 2 of those turnovers away against Pittsburgh, you'd probably have a similar outlook to what it looked like here against Carolina. So they've realized now, look, we just can't beat ourselves. We're talented. We got to play smart. And that's what they're going to have to do to beat Josh Allen and the Bills. You can't beat yourself. The Bills will beat you as it is. If you start to commit those, turnovers or penalties, that's going to make it even harder. So I think they got to go in there, take a look at what they did against Carolina. And obviously Bills are a better team, but it's got to go with the same game plan and execution, and then, let the chips fall where they may.
So as we let you go, baseball, Brian Hoyer, do the Red Sox win in 2 or do they win in 3?
I'm going to say 3. I think Crochet will get him going with game 1, but it's the Yankees Red Sox rivalry. I think it's going to be, and plus, MLB wants the full series.
Oh, yeah.
So I say win in 3.
Wait, are you claiming it's fixed? Is this an ex-athlete telling me things are fixed in professional sports?
Nah, I'm just joshing you guys. But no, I can't wait to watch, and I'm rooting for those guys for sure.
I like that we can talk some baseball with Brian.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Hopefully this is still going next week when we talk to him. Appreciate you joining us, Brian. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. See you, man.
Former 90-mile-an-hour pitcher Brian Hoyer and Patriots quarterback.
I look at him differently, man. That is an athlete.
Oh, those guys are – it's ridiculous how many times you find out either the pitcher used to be the high school quarterback or the quarterback used to be the high school pitcher. Yeah. Those guys are athletes.
He's probably a scratch golfer.
I'm sure.
I guarantee he's got probably a 2 handicap,
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.